I always find it kind of interesting to read online comments or hear things about our new provincial government. They're not doing anything. Well, they've been in power for what, like 4 months? It takes a little while to get those wheels in motion. I mean, there's a lot to do. And now we're finally starting to hear some of the decisions and some of the campaign promises. I mean, for example, just today, we've got a raise in the minimum wage in Alberta. Also, the banning of menthol cigarettes. That's something new for
today. Wait a minute. The sky's falling. The world's going to end.
And some things that have local implications for us as well. The big one being the Kananaskis golf course. Despite the fact that on the campaign trail they said they wanted to kill it entirely, they're going ahead with it, and basically because their hands are tied.
This is an example of a new government coming in and also having to look at what is the legacy left behind by the government they're replacing. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, I feel as if the outgoing government never felt they would be outgoing. The last contract for the Kananaskis golf course, by not going out to a public tender process, there may have been things in there that put us as Albertans and taxpayers at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what NDP Minister of Environment and Parks Shannon Phillips said they've discovered. And the analogy she used is turning a sow's ear into a silk purse. I'm not sure what that means, but it doesn't sound like the kind of couture mm-hmm. I want to be carrying around.
Yeah, definitely a difficult decision for the new NDP government. So it was interesting to learn that they felt their hands were tied. The cost of the taxpayer would have been more onerous if they had not moved forward in this way. From a Canmore-Kananaskis business perspective, it's certainly good news. The visitor economy has been looking forward to having the golf course reopened. The Delta Lodge out in Cape Country is a key partner in our local tourism industry.
And they're just doing a big expansion, aren't they, at the Delta?
$25 million expansion.
$26 million convention center, yeah. and renovation. And I felt as if when that announcement came out, they must have known something. The reason why it would cost us more to break this contract is because contracts are sometimes written with clauses about breaking contracts. Yeah. And for it to cost us up to $30 million to get out of this contract is a lot of money just to fix that previous government's mistake. Instead, the path chosen by our new government is we're going to wait till 2026 when that expires and re-tender it publicly. But what I love is that all the contracts signed by the PC government are now online along with the third-party Deloitte report at the Government Alberta website for everyone to go and review.
Thinking about the NDP, is the new government, now that they've had a little over 4 months to get their feet under them, they are starting to do things that are well anticipated. I'm thinking particularly of the announcement of significantly increased funding of the Family Community Support Services.
$10 million.
$10 million, which is fabulous news. That funding to FCSS hasn't been increased since, I think, 2007, close to 10 years.
It has not kept up with inflation. It has not kept up with population. FCSS departments, including here in the Bow Valley, are the frontline workers providing social services. It's the individual departments of FCSS in communities that determine what are the needs that we need to address specifically for our community, as opposed to someone in Edmonton creating programs mm-hmm. that apply to the province as a whole, yeah. not thinking about community differences and individual needs. And in the Bow Valley, I'd like to think we're a whole lot different than a lot of small towns in Alberta. And there's also was increased funds last week for women's shelters and programs dealing with intimate partner violence. And then we also have money coming to the Banff YWCA for sexual violence prevention response team.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like. I hope they get capes. Because they're going to be superheroes.
Yeah, totally. So there you go. Some funny announcements from the NDP. You know, with the golf course, I think it's one of those mixed stories. It's a lot of taxpayer dollars for a golf course, but economically, it's a great driver here. They hope to resume restoration work there in the fall with a maybe targeted opening 2017 season. Mm-hmm.